Welcome to First Presbyterian Church of Evanston. This Sunday's sermon was given by Associate Pastor Henry Coates. If you'd like more information about First Presbyterian Church of Evanston, please visit firstpresevanston.org.
Our scripture reading today is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, which you will find on page 216 of the New Testament section of the red Bible in front of you. Please join me in a prayer for illumination. Almighty God, in you are hidden all the treasures and knowledge. Open our eyes that we may see the wonders of your word, and give us grace that we may clearly understand and freely choose the way of your wisdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. Before I get started with my sermon, I just want to acknowledge something. I know that the speakers in the back half of the church aren't working this morning. So I'm a loud guy. But if you can't hear me, feel free to raise your hand, and I'll speak a little louder, all right? Let's get going. So our scripture this morning talks about one of my least favorite things to do in the world. Anybody have any guess what that might be? I know it's Presbyterian church, but you can call it out. Running, yes! How could you know? I mean, I think I've mentioned before that I don't like it. I'm a strong man. I am not a fast man. I like picking heavy things up, and I like putting them down again. I do not like running. So the idea of races, and specifically the idea of running a race, seems kind of nuts. Just does. But here in the scripture, we are told to run the race that is set before us. Not only that, we are to run the race with perseverance. You know what that means? That this is a long race that you have to persevere through, and I just don't like it. I don't like that. Now, this is a metaphor, of course. The Bible is full of beautiful metaphors, and the metaphor of the race is a fairly apt one at that. Because life is like a race, and we generally don't always like it. But in the midst of this race called life, where there is a beginning and an end, we're reminded that we are not alone in running it. And I say thank God for that, because Lord knows that I could not run it on my own. Not only that, but to rest assured, the scripture tells us that the race has been set before us. The course is plotted. The way is made clear. We can run this race, Hebrews tells us, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. We can lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely because we are surrounded by those who have gone on before, and by those who go on the way with us, looking all the time to Jesus, the pioneer, the forward scout, the one who clears the way, the perfecter, the one who has done it before and who has proven faithful. Yes, we can run the race set before us. Now, that doesn't make it easy. That's why I take so much comfort from this image of a great cloud of witnesses. That's another metaphor. In this particular context in Hebrews 12, it refers to all those we've been talking about these past several weeks: Noah, Abraham, Moses. To quote Hebrews 11:13, all of those who died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. But it goes beyond that. The great cloud of witnesses refers to all those who have died in the faith, who have gone on to glory, by whose witness in death and life we draw encouragement and guidance from. If you sit for a moment, I know you can think of them. Mothers, fathers, friends, brothers, sisters, mentors in Christ. All those, to quote the singer-songwriter group, the Wailin' Jennies, to quote their song, Old Churchyard, all those who rest in the hope that one bright day, sunshine will burst through these prisons of clay, and the trumpets will sound on the hills near and far, will wake up the dead in the old churchyard. We are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses. The Bible tells us they are with us even now, accompanying us along our journey, cheering us on all throughout our race, which has been set before us as we look to Jesus. But the great cloud of witnesses isn't just those who have gone on ahead. It's those who are with us now. So, I don't like races. I think I've made that clear. But I like doing something called the Spartan race. Now, when I first got here, about a year and a half ago, I gathered like 15 people from our church, and we did this thing called the Spartan race, which is a 5-mile obstacle course race. Well, I didn't know this at the time, but I had several hairline fractures in my left leg when I did that race. And that race, more so than typical races, was absolutely miserable. And the worst part of it was that when we were supposed to be carrying heavy sandbags. Now, I was so flustered at this moment because strength is supposed to be my cup of tea, but I struggled. And someone saw me struggle. And she came up beside me and she offered to carry my weight as she was carrying her own burden. And at first, my pride would not let me accept her kindness. But soon enough, the pain became relentless. And so we carried the weight. She was, in that moment, a witness to the love and faith of Christ to me as we continued along the path set before us together. Run the race with perseverance, we are encouraged, for you do not run it alone. For we can drop all the burdens that weigh us down, looking to Jesus to guide us. You'll get through it, the Bible tells us, because God is with us, and we are surrounded by his saints. because Jesus went to the cross, disregarding its shame, dying so that we might live. So what this passage is all about is about living our lives well, knowing that the pioneer and perfecter of our faith leads us forward. But it isn't always so easy, is it? Now, I'm going to make a hard shift here, all right? So hold on. Sometimes our race is cut short unjustly. I'm really bothered about the murder of Northwestern graduate student Shane Colombo this past Monday, less than a mile away from our church on the Evanston-Chicago border. Shane was 25 years old. He was my brother's age. He had been in Chicago for less than 4 hours, about to begin his PhD studies. And he was shot in the stomach, killed in the crossfire of a gang shooting. Now, it's heartbreaking that Shane became part of that great cloud of witnesses far too soon. And I cannot, and I will not, explain away this tragedy. It happened. And it is terrible. I will pray for his family, as well as the entire Northwestern graduate student community. But I will say this. Part of living life well, part of running the race set before us by God with perseverance, is going where Jesus is. Jesus has come down to our level. That's what the miracle of the incarnation, of the Word made flesh dwelling among us, is all about. Jesus has come down fully to our level, to where things appear shapeless and meaningless, and chaos and brokenness seem the norm. Because that's what human life can feel like far too often. Christians are expected to by God to be where Jesus is, to be among the brokenhearted and oppressed, advocating for causes and people that are close to the heart of Jesus, like putting an end to the gun violence which robs us of so many good people, like working towards a justice that no longer abandons large swaths of young men to lives of senseless violence. Let our prayers, and I invite all of us to pray this morning, let our prayers be the first step towards action. Let despair not be our lodestar, but rather Christ, the crucified one. Let us run the race with perseverance. Let us run with perseverance the race that has been set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Life is not easy, but it's worth it. God has set you on this road. God has brought us together on this morning. God has placed this church here so that we can run our race together. And we cannot run this race alone, but run it surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses led forward by Christ. Though the journey may seem long and at times chaotic, God is with us and he has set the course before us. So keep the faith. Keep the faith. The assurance of things hoped for. The conviction of things unseen. And look to Jesus. Amen. and amen.